Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story. It's a new musical review playing at 6th Street Playhouse, January 10th through February 9th in Santa Rosa. I am here with the play's director, DJ Salisbury. Good morning, DJ.
Good morning, Charlie.
And with Kyle Jurassic, who plays Buddy Holly himself. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Now, as much as I want to spend the entire 5 minutes talking about Kyle's last name, we are here to talk about Buddy Holly. DJ, let's start with you. Sure. Tell us about the show.
Well, the show is really, it's a play with music. So we get the story of Buddy Holly's very rapid rise from 56 to 59. And none of the songs are dialogue. So all of the songs are Buddy in performance, either in a recording studio or on stage. So you get a lot of great Buddy Holly music. And additionally, you get songs by Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. So it's great nostalgic music. But the play is also very interesting to see that he was a driven young man who had a new way, wanted to do music in his own way that really was influential to many of the artists of the 20th century, including the Beatles. The Beatles, as a fun tidbit, they chose their name based upon the crickets. So Buddy Holly was a huge influencer throughout the early days of rock and roll.
Absolutely. Still well known 75 years later,
yes.
Obviously. Kyle, let's talk about playing Buddy Holly. Is this your first time with the character? What's been the process like?
This is not my first time with the character. This is my...
Because you, for the listeners, you look like Buddy Holly a little bit. You got the glasses, you got the look, so
thanks.
Doesn't surprise me.
I think the first time I played him was in 2017. Happy to put the glasses on again, because he's a very fun character to play. It's very interesting learning how quickly he rose into stardom, how short-lived his career was, and how successful he was in just 18 months, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a blast.
Excellent. Any specifics about working with Sixth Street or with DJ, how you two have kind of collaborated to bring this character to life?
Well, I will jump in and say this is my 8th production of Buddy.
Okay.
So I've done 7 other productions. So it's a show that I've come to love very much, and Kyle's great, and it really takes someone like a Kyle who plays guitar brilliantly, also at least to some degree has the audience believe him physically, which Kyle does in his, because of his looks and his tall, long-legged look. But what I love so much about the show, and I think Kyle would agree, is that you really see an audience turn into teenagers again. These people who are in their 70s, this is the music of their teen years when they were in high school. So it's an amazing thing to come back to it again and again and see people get so excited to relive their teen years. I shouldn't say childhood,
sure,
but their teen years. But with Kyle, it makes it super easy when you have an actor who really knows the role and has all the skills. Because it would not work, in my opinion, if we didn't have someone who is as good at all of the things that Kyle does, guitar playing, acting, singing. It would not work as well.
Right, yeah, this is a show where you're playing the music, playing the instruments, the band's on stage,
yes,
right, doing
yep.
all that stuff. I love that. You don't have to fit in the songs in the narrative. You can just have the narrative be
correct
what it is. That's great. Well, 6th Street Playhouse, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. It's January 10th through February 9th. What else do people need to know before they show up? I mean, it's all ages. You were talking about the nostalgia, but I'm sure this is a play that speaks to all ages today.
It does. And I think, again, what Kyle had begun to say is like just seeing a young person with big ideas is inspirational. It's really inspirational to see what he chose to do and that he had a lot of pushback against the way he wanted to do music. But even still, he was able to get it on record so that we have the record of that 75 years later.
Nice. Kyle, any particular favorite songs? There's like 20 songs in this play. Any ones that you love more than, or just can't wait to get to?
I mean, I love playing Rock Around with Ollie V. I think that song just kicks. Peggy Sue, Every Day. There's just so many great songs in this show. There are so many songs that the young kids in the audience who their extent of Buddy Holly knowledge is the song by Weezer. will be like, oh, I do know that song. I have heard that song because I've seen movies before.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, or just any commercial that now appears in. That's great. Well, Kyle, DJ, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.
Go see Buddy, the Buddy Holly story at 6th Street Playhouse, January 10th through February 9th. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.